You cook it just like, well, you don't cook it long. You just cut the oil, you put a little butter in it, a little salt and sugar in it, and just let it cook. It doesn't cook, no, not too long. It'll take long for corn to cook.
The top of the corn stalk
is silk.
Yeah, the silk. Yeah, but at the top of the corn stalk is the what?
Tassel.
Tassel?
Uh-huh, on the end of the corn, corn ear, a tassel. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a silk, and that goes all over it. And you know, if you cut that off with a knife and streak it about three times and catch each one of those strips and pull it off, you pull nearly every silk off.
Now, do you get those kind of things that come up maybe in a field after a rain and look like little umbrellas everywhere?
Mushrooms?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
You don't get that?
Uh-uh. I'm afraid of them. Oh, you meet them in a can out of the stove. I don't care for mushrooms. Sure. They are good, but I don't use them. I'm afraid they're wrong. See, they go bad sometimes. They've got, not long ago, you know, they had some out that was bad. They pulled up the wrong thing. We call those toad frogs, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And they are poison. We used to eat May Pops. They'd come up, run all the way everywhere. They were kind of acid-like.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them call them passion flowers.
You're not supposed to You're not supposed to swallow those toads?
Swallow what?
You're not supposed to swallow those toadstools?
Oh, you're not supposed to eat them. They're poison. They're poisonous. I think, well, if you're talking about the same thing I think about, they just come up everywhere, up on a stem with it, looks like with an umbrella on them. Mm-hmm.
Somebody might pick one of them up and you said, now you better not.
Better not eat it.
Yeah.
It'll make your mouth swell up. Just like a green persimmon. Do you ever eat about a green persimmon? Now we have persimmons, lots of persimmons. We make beer out of that.
Beer?
Rufus does, uh-huh. Makes persimmon beer. And I have an old nigger, this old nigger cook made it all the time. I never did taste it, but they did.
Mm.
And you get those after the frost.
If somebody was cooking something good in the kitchen, you might say to them, won't you just
smell of it?
Smell
good. Like you said, that soup smells good.
Sure did. Sure did. Now, you raise those big kind of melons. What kind of melons you tell me you raise?
Watermelon. Pumpkins.
What, any other kind of watermelon you raise?
Well, there are different kinds of watermelons.
Yeah.
But I use a little one, not the, you know, there's an icebox one, little, just about this big.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I use, about like this big, is a honey boy. And then Rufus Rose raises Congo, which is a long, striped watermelon.
Yeah. You ever raise any that don't have any seeds in them?
I didn't have any success. I planned them, but I didn't have any success with them.
You ever seen any that had a different meat other than white, than a red meat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as sweet as it can be, but I don't like it.
That's what I hear.
We read them. We raise them. The watermelon to me has got to be red.
You're a traditionalist then.
Well, I just don't like yellow watermelon. But they taste, if I could eat it without looking at it, it'd be mighty good.
Yeah. Now, some people smoke, as I told you, I smoke a pipe sometimes. Other people might smoke. What would other people smoke?
Cigarettes, I am.
Or...